Mike, check one, two. Are we live? I think we are. Welcome back to the podcast, or I should say welcome back to the podcast to myself. If you're new here, my name is Drew Joyner, and God, I'm a little bit rusty. But like I said, my name is Drew. I've been creating content on the internet for the last three-ish years or so. I started in 2020, so September of 2023 was the three-year mark, and so we're rolling through just about 3 years of making videos about fashion, culture, trends, how to improve your style, product recommendations. I've been making content for just, it feels like every day for the last 3 years. And I've had this podcast, as some of you know, for the last 3 years as well. In fact, I started the podcast before I started making YouTube videos, before I started making TikToks. I had my podcast, and before that, I had a brand that I had created, and I wanted to start a podcast to help me learn about the business of fashion, to talk to people I cared about. The podcast has now evolved and changed to being all about just learning and talking and engaging in fashion in a non-pretentious way, not making things making things as approachable, as calm, as conversational as they possibly can be. Also being able to tell the stories from the creatives and the business entrepreneurs or just content creators that I'm a big fan of, and being able to talk to them and learn about their fashion journey. That's what Beyond the Garment is about, right? And season four is going to be one of the most exciting seasons yet for a couple of reasons. For one, anytime there's a new season, it's just exciting, right? It's just, there's something new that's taking place. There's new content. There's going to be new guests. There's going to be new conversations. There's going to be new, just fun, good energy that will be a part of the podcast. And I'm just in general excited to start podcasting again. It's been a bit of time. I think the last episode I uploaded for season three was back in April of 2023. So I think it was April 28th, and now it is November 10th, the day I'm recording this. And this is the beginning of season four. You may be wondering, okay, Drew, why should I listen to this podcast? In my opinion, you should listen to this podcast if you care about hearing from people who are part of the industry, whether they are small business owners, independent designers, independent creatives, or just people who maybe you follow on social media that I also follow and I invite onto the show, right? I do episodes every single week. That's the goal. Still kind of deciding on the day of the week. Last season, it was Friday, and that seemed to work out pretty well for my schedule. And I think that's kind of what I have to approach it as. I have to be able to manage all of the workload of still creating on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and all those things while also keeping weekly uploads for this. So I think Friday will be the day. But I think this podcast is, like I said, it's going to be about conversations. It's going to be about stories. It's going to be about talking about the things that you care about, that I care about, that your favorite creatives care about online, and just kind of navigating this digital landscape that is what it is today. And obviously, fashion is a huge component to why the digital landscape is what it is today. Why we view the fashion world the way we view it is because of social media. It's because of the internet. It's because of how we communicate with each other. So I also think that a big part of this podcast for me is being able to spread a positive message, to be kind of like a positive ear, a positive voice to your ear weekly. If you enjoy just, I mean, I'm not going to be, you know, complaining about much. I'm not going to be kind of coming at people or different topics in a very aggressive manner. I'm a pretty lax dude, and you get to see a bit of my personality that maybe you don't get to see on YouTube and TikTok and things like that. If you know about what I do, not to say that many people do, because in the grand scheme of things, I'm a very, very small fish in a massive pond that is content creation. But yeah, that's a big part of why I've been like adamant about making sure that this podcast exists is because I want people to have a little bit of positivity in their life. Fashion is the vehicle for that. And having conversations is the vehicle for that. And I'm excited for season four because we're going to be hopefully rolling out some new things that just make the podcast better in my eyes. And I think one of the biggest, just the biggest thing for the podcast is like what will make it the best it can be is consistency, right? Like being able to actually be consistent. We're going to try to go 40 weeks, 40 episodes straight of podcast episodes. We're going to do our best. I have some traveling that I know I'm going to be doing. So we're going to do our best through that time period. But regardless, I think, like I said, it's just about having wholesome conversations. It's about engaging in fashion topics. It's about talking about trends, talking about emerging items, talking about movements, talking about anthropology and how human beings decide to do things within the fashion landscape. All of those things and more. And I thought it would be appropriate for this pilot episode to kind of talk about why I titled the podcast Beyond the Garment. Initially, the naming of this podcast was Beyond the Garment. There was no With Drew Joyner. And I named it that and it's remained the name as maybe corny as it kind of sounds. I never thought of it as a corny name. I always thought of it as a very intentional name. For me, going beyond something means going outside of the norm of what is typically talked about. So Beyond the Garment is all about going beyond the physical materials, the physical aspect of product. We all care about the products in fashion. Fashion is a very monetary, very tangible, very physical, very, I want to say the word ephemeral, but I don't know if that's the right word to use. Yeah, fashion is a very ephemeral thing, right? Like you think about the clothing you wear, you typically don't have the pieces in your wardrobe for longer than 3-4 years. And if you have pieces in your wardrobe longer than that, the longest your clothes will live is your lifetime, right? Usually. And then if someone else uses them, that's potentially, but clothing just doesn't last forever, right? And so what I do think has a more profound effect on people is what the clothing does in terms of building community or generating conversation or how it elicits particular feelings inside of you. And I think those kind of conversations I can talk passionately about forever. And that is what Beyond the Garment means. We're going beyond the stitches. We're going beyond the thread. We're going beyond the materials. We're going beyond the hype. We're going beyond all of the concepts that you care, not care, but all the concepts that you think when you think about fashion. We're trying to just, like I said, have conversations, have stories that are meaningful and impactful to yours and mine's life. And yeah, I mean, it's the fourth season. I looked at the stats of the podcast. There's over 100,000 downloads, which for some that might be a lot. For some that might not be too much if you know the podcasting game. There's over 118 episodes, which is incredible. Like all the while from April until now, I was still getting a ton of people, and I guarantee a ton of people are going to be excited about this, but I was getting a ton of people every single week still watching and not watching, but listening to the episodes, right? And that's, I think that's really, really cool that, you know, there are people who, because there's such a deep back catalog of episodes, you can go through and you can still listen to them, and you can see the evolution of how this podcast has changed from a quality standpoint, how I've changed from my voice over the last 3 years. I started when I was 23 years old or 22 years old, actually, and now I'm 26 years old. So all of those things are like playing a role into the evolution of the pod, which is, I think it's pretty dope to see. So this season, one of the things, like I said, we're going to try to elevate, always try to elevate. One of the things that we're going to try to do, or I'm going to try to do, the we. When I say we, I'm talking about the proverbial we, me, myself, and I, that we, that trifecta of we's. we're going to try to add a video component to the podcast. Right now, I'm recording I'm just recording via my camera right here. And this will definitely be going up on YouTube. The podcast YouTube channel will be Beyond the Garment with Drew Joyner. The episodes will both be hosted on Spotify, Apple, Google, all the hosting sites, but also will be hosted on YouTube. The goal of that is to just lay the groundwork for having YouTube videos, having video forms of podcasts. That's the ultimate goal for me, right? Season four is a big season because it's kind of like the middle of the road of what I consider to be my podcast career arc, where I hope that at some point, at some level, and at some time down the road, that we'll get to season 10. That's my goal, is to have 10 seasons, have around 300 potentially more podcast episodes under my belt, and then if the podcast evolves after those 10 seasons to something completely new, that'd be cool. A radio show. I have no idea. It could be so many things, but my goal is to get to 10 seasons. And right now we're at 4. It's taking a lot of work. And I know that I want to have a video component to the podcast. Everyone knows that the best podcasts in the world have video components. So if I want to be considered one of those, that's something that I'm definitely considering for the future. And I've tried it a little bit in the previous seasons on my personal YouTube channel, but now that my personal channel has grown to the level that it's grown, I don't want to kind of muddy the waters with having video podcasts as well. I want to separate it and then it can be its own thing, which is cool. So I'll end off or wrap up the pilot episode by saying, for the first several episodes of season four, if you're here for it, we're going to be doing a ton of guest interviews. So I already have recorded a couple of guest interviews with some really cool and interesting folks that I want to surprise you with to see who they are. I definitely want to do like a Q&A. I want to be able to talk very candidly. I used to do Q&As on YouTube, but I just don't think the audience has the same hunger for it on that type of medium. But maybe if you have questions, not even like about me, just about anything in general, like what are my favorite jackets, or like what are jackets for the winter, or like what boots should I be looking at for the fall, and just any kind of question you have, I'd be more than willing to answer. And I think we will end up doing a Lauren Drew episode, where, if you guys know my partner Lauren, she is very instrumental in just helping me kind of manage this workload, because there's a lot of work that goes behind creating content, and there's a lot more work that needs to go behind to get to the goals that I want to reach. So we also just moved to New York City, and I want to get her on the podcast to kind of memorialize our move, get her opinion about everything that's happened within the last 3 years or so. We can talk back and forth, and I think it'll be an interesting conversation that, whether you have a love interest in your life or not, like, it's just interesting to be able to hear the perspective of couples talking about journeys and how everyone kind of compartmentalizes these things in their life. And it's something that obviously fashion is still the umbrella, but like there's so much more that goes into what it means to be a creator, what it means to be a podcaster, what it means to do the things that I do, right? So it's exciting. I'm excited. Like I can't even quantify how excited. I got energy for this right now. Like I got tons and tons of energy for the podcast. It should be a lot of fun. If any of these things interest you at any level, subscribe to the pod, follow the podcast. You can follow the podcast on Instagram, Beyond the Garment Pod on Instagram. You can subscribe to it on Spotify, YouTube, whatever you're listening to it at, Google, whatever it is. If you're listening to it, if you have been listening to it and you haven't left a review, you know, I always say leave a review. It means a lot to me. It lets me know that the effort, the work that's going into this is being appreciated. And per the kind of feature set of my podcast host website, Buzzsprout, they are now giving me the ability, because maybe I've reached a certain threshold or whatever it is, but they're giving me the ability to have the podcast potentially be supported monetarily. And if you want to, there is a kind of support or subscription tab on the podcast website, beyondthegarmentpodcast.com, where if you'd like, no pressure at all. I do this because I love doing, keep hitting the mic. I do this because I love doing this. And, but obviously, like, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And so if you want to also show your support to the show by, you know, donating $1, $2, $3 a month to the show, it would mean a ton to me. Obviously, not a prerequisite for the show. I'm still going to be creating, like I always create, but it's there if you want to. As I always say in my YouTube videos, and I'm going to continue the outro for the podcast, As always, I'm spreading peace, love, and positivity in 2023. So that means I'm spreading peace, love, and positivity to you from me. Wherever you are in the world, have a wonderful rest of your day. A bientôt. Peace. Welcome to season 4.